No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, April 27th, 2017. I'm David Brown, and it's great to have you with us. Hey, check your watches. We're less than 48 hours away from a shutdown of the federal government, if lawmakers can't agree on a budget, that is. Look, here's the dirty little secret. We've been avoiding government shutdowns each month with something called a continuing resolution, which is a bit like a monthly Band-Aid. Shutdowns are expensive and inconvenient if you like things like going to the national park or getting a small business loan from the government. But even with a shutdown, servicemen and women would remain on duty, which may be something of a relief given current global conditions. Wait, don't breathe that sigh of relief just yet. Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger of Fort Worth chairs the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Chairwoman Granger, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you.
I'm thinking about a listener in Fort Worth, Dallas area thinking, Congresswoman Granger, we've had these continuing resolutions that have kept the country moving along, you know, without any shutdowns. What's it going to come down to on Saturday? Why not another continuing resolution?
Well, there may be a continuing resolution, but if so, it'll be a short one, like a week, at the most 2 weeks.
Huh.
That one, I'd rather have the vote and finish what we're due in time. But if there are certain details that really are important enough to keep meeting on, and so put that continuing short-term continuing resolution in, then I'd go along with that. If you're talking about what we've done in the past, where we do a continuing resolution for the whole year, it's terrible. Because what happens on that, we're going to act like this year's the same as last year's. So if we're going to do it just the same way. Well, if you do that year after year, then you're really not addressing what's current. I chair defense, as you know, and a continuing or full-year continuing resolution has devastating effects on the military. If we did that, in this case, the Navy, here's some just examples. The Navy would shut down half of the air wings. It would have to cancel maintenance on 14 ships. The Air Force would have to stop flying, period. And the Air Force is currently short 1,500 pilots. If you listen to radio, watch television, read the paper, you should know that we're in a crisis in defense. We've really lost our readiness, and so I will fight that tooth and nail.
So for you, this is a choice between military preparedness or not. But it sounds like now you have, you know, President Trump weighing in, saying that he wants to see funding for the wall. Now, he's sort of backed off of that
just
a bit. So where does that leave us? I mean, what questions would you like to have answered on this, the wall, for example?
The wall, the funding for the wall, the Democrats have said, we will not support that in what we're looking at today. Now, in keeping our nation safe, having walls at certain part of our southern border is part of our national security.
Well, you know, Senator Ted Cruz went a little bit further on Wednesday, and he said that Democrats actually want a government shutdown to appease their base. Is that the sense you're getting as you speak to your colleagues across the aisle?
Yes, I am.
You're getting that sense. You think they want the shutdown to embarrass the president.
Yeah, and to embarrass the Republicans.
So what can you do to head that off if Republicans themselves don't seem to be all on the same page? Or are you actually getting together on the same
page? We're very close to the same page. We really are. We've been working on this every single day. We have to pass a bill in the House and the Senate and put it on the president's desk. If we do a continuing resolution, it allows us to continue for a week or so, and I'd rather do it right than do it quick and wrong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I do think we'll get the vote.
So if you had to point to one thing that's standing in the way of there being a budget passed without having to go to the continuing resolution path, what would you say it would be?
One of the things that's happening that happens is people say, all right, I know we're short on defense dollars, but for every defense dollar, you also have to raise non-defense at the same level. Well, I don't think all dollars are the same. And I go to classified briefings almost every day on what is happening in North Korea, what is happening in Central America, what is happening in Syria. I mean, it's some days you think, well, the world's on fire. It's not the same as we're in a really critical situation. So I don't think it's a time to make that statement of, if you raise defense to keep us safe, then you have to raise everything else the same amount.
Representative Kay Granger is a Republican from Fort Worth who chairs the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Chairwoman Granger, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.